Freaks, Tim here, introducing a best of show for your Friday. And this is going to be a little different because for once, I'm not even going to attempt to make this program up. This is going to be the Friday show. This is how we're going to end the week. And then I'll be back on Monday doing a sideshow exclusive episode. I told you guys earlier in the week that, this week is a little nutty, a little crazy. That's why we were shifting shows around, like sideshow exclusive episodes, regular episodes. So next week we will get back on track. Today, though, I have a great best of program. I found the episode where I premiered Carbon Chaperone. It happened back in 2013, for those of you that don't know. Oh, you're in for a real treat. Yeah, you know, I always wanted to be a singer, songwriter, rock star, but I have very limited talents. So I thought I would try my hand at electronic music, and, Carbon Chaperone is the end result. You'll hear all about that today. Enjoy this best of show, and I will see you sideshow members back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Since 1973, the government murdered 35 million white babies through abortion and replaced them with 60 million dark aliens who multiply like rats. And white sluts who wallow with Mongols and make more Mongols ought to move to Africa or Mexico. Send them a message you're fed up. Vote for me by writing my name on your ballot. I'm a write-in candidate for United States Congress. Retired Army Master Sergeant Glenn Miller, 463-7703. Goyfire, GOYFIRE.com.
Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Glenn Miller to Congress. Margaret Miller, Treasurer.
Oh,
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark sided!
Dangerous!
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laffy taffy, bitch!
You look at me over here!
I want the dough! I want the dough!
Chicken tetrazzini!
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great show for you. I was thinking about my musical career, my non-existent musical career. You guys know, if you've been listening for a while, I aspire to be a rock star, but I have absolutely no musical talent. I can't play any instruments. Fucking tone deaf. And quite frankly, I don't look like I would rock out with my cock out. I look like someone who would just lock himself in a dank, dark room with only a record player and play like fucking polka music or something. I don't have a hip look about me. I've tried to grow out my hair. It simply turns into a Jufro. But looks can be taken care of, right? Plastic surgery, wigs, whatever. I just need to find a genre of music where you don't really need to have any musical talent. Now, I know you could say, well, pop music is like that. You can just auto-tune yourself. But that's cheating. I wanted to find, you know, a type of music that I could really excel at, naturally. And that's when it hit me. 1980s new wave synth music. A lot of the artists, like, if you listen to it, they're just singing, right? They're just talking. Like Gary Numan, his song Cars, here in my car, I can bap, 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 right? It's just that, I mean, I could do that. Here's a little Gary Numan, just to give you an idea of what new wave, synthy type music sounded like. It's all kind of like that old-timey electronic, like what you'd think, like 80s computers sound like. Cars, beep, boop, bap. I call it beat boop bop music. All right, Gary, come on. In cars. See, I can totally do that, right? So, guys, I've got a real treat for you. I haven't sung an original song in probably over a year. But I think I have finally crafted a hit song. It's called Carbon Chaperone. It's got a great retro future sound to it. The lyrics are fantastic. And I think this is the first song that I've really created since Processed Cheese that has a message, a real, like a deep message. Listen to the lyrics and tell me what you think. This is Carbon Chaperone. Bits and bytes, electric lights, RAM and ROM, a digital bomb.
It's a computer revolution in the palm of your hands. A digital solution for the modern demand.
These pixelated times need a network paradigm.
And the CPUs, better GPUs,
a micro USB to see my GUI,
flashing LEDs in the neon trees.
Zip and zap, a new world trap.
Pew, pew, pew,
phasers pointed at you.
A metal humanoid, now you're unemployed.
What could be worse than man, than the android clan?
We are flesh and slaves to the microwaves.
Those cosmic heat gun rays lead to a space age haze.
Dial those mobile phones,
ignore those scrotal moans.
We're all just worker drones,
carbon chaperones.
There you go. What do you guys think? Huh? Smash hit, right? It's a short song, admittedly. It's only like a minute long, minute 3 seconds, but it's okay because you're going to want to loop it. It'll be stuck in your head all day. I guarantee it. That's a Tim Henson promise. Ting. All right, do you guys know who Charles Doza is? There's a great YouTube video of him. This video is from 1988. It's from him being arrested by the police. And the reason why he's being arrested is because he had this tendency to go to restaurants and not pay for food. Like an idiot, though, he would go back to the same restaurants over and over. Eventually, the chef realized who this guy was and called police. Here's audio of the arrest.
Just a moment. You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. You're not assuring anything. You're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
You're under arrest.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
In the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off
me? He's really trying to resist getting in that car.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me? Ta-ta and farewell. One cup, look.
All right, and then that's pretty much it. I long for those days. Now, when people get arrested, it turns into like fucking world star hip hop. That thing gonna be crazy! Woo, woo! And then everyone's laughing and shit. I like this better. The guy's just like, why are you touching my penis, sir? Sir? Take your hand off my penis! I will not get in this car with you with my limp dick! Is that what you want to see, huh? My limp dick? Alright, here's another fucking U-tard.
Hello, it's me, in the outside world, like I'm out of my box.
So this guy apparently is a co-worker. They work in some sort of cubicle type thing, and he's a little off, and so one of the co-workers decided to film him outside.
You know, locked up in a cell, which is normal. That's what happens to people when they get locked up. They usually stay locked up for the rest of their life, incarcerated.
I think
but
he
I
should
want to
be
talk
locked
about
up.
Something that's interesting. Any woman... Well, none of them will sit on my lap and have orgasm meet with the load, the big load.
Jesus.
I have this fantasy and dream that when a woman orgasms on my hard candy cane, when it blasts up inside her juices, it's going to form a chunk of gold about that big around. I have had this fantasy for years because there's not a woman brave enough to sit on top of the cane. But one day I'll get lucky and there'll be a deep gap and hole that can handle it. And they always look at it and say, I'm not sitting on that motherfucker. Well, you're sitting on it now. I'm paying on you. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay somebody is going to get brave enough and I'm going to pay them to not be scared.
I think you're talking about a hooker here.
and see if gold really does form when the two meet together, the juices of orgasm and the load of love. This has been my dream and fantasy for a long time, because no woman will let me experience the actual intercourse of come and come hitting each other, male and female species at once. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but that is my outcome. A little gold bee is going to pop up in her juices in the morning.
Oh.
It's going to say, where'd that come from?
That's quite enough. There you go. It's one man's fantasy. Juices mixing and forming some sort of gold dew. Speaking of fantasies, got a great Craigslist ad. This is from Liverpool over there in the UK. The headline reads, girls who like to crush snails anywhere. Are you a girl, 18 plus, who likes to step on garden snails and crush them? Maybe in secret. Girls like you are needed for unusual short videos. The project could suit a pair of open-minded female film students capable of producing good quality video. You will film the videos yourself, so there's no need to meet anyone for a shoot, and your safety is guaranteed. Nudity is not required. Generous payment will be provided using Amazon vouchers. So there you go. Girls, if you are willing to crush snails, you can get some Amazon gift cards. By the way, holy shit, Roy Killer War received a pair of dirty underwear from one of you freaks, one of my listeners, and he was really enjoying sniffing these things. He thought they were fantastic. The crotch was just really musky and ripe and delicious. And so Roy bought this guy a new pair of underwear, and that pair of underwear was received in the mail by my listener, and he put them on and took photos of himself in the underwear and posted it on Roy's page. And holy shit, what the hell are you freaks doing? He's like grabbing his dick in these pictures, like through his underwear, and he's very well put together. You see, like, his abdomen, and I didn't realize we had such beautiful fucking listeners. I thought we were all fucking basement dwelling messes, but apparently I've got some attractive listeners out there. I know you people send me dick shots and stuff. Send me nudes. Fuck Roy Killer War. All right, I'm not sending you free underwear or anything. Hey, finally, before we get into the news, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a song called Wet Pussy, produced by Sir Jimmy. All right, let's see what we got here.
DJ Meta stick in this motherfucking bitch.
Now, I want you to compare this song to my masterpiece from a few minutes ago and tell me I don't have any musical talent. Please. Please. All right.
DJ Meta stick in this motherfucking bitch. Pussy smells right, DJ, spin that damn clip back to me. That clip smells like old rotten sauce. Get over here and suck my cock. Babe, I'm not using that pussy. Get up on my dick and I'll get that pussy. My dick be wider than a glory hole. Climb up on my dick and get on this glory pole. It's so hard, girl. Ready for that ass. The ass is so shitty, it's got its own litten grass. Ride that shit like you're riding on a donkey. Take it long time, you motherfucking honky. Every time you move that clit, baby, my dick rock like chocolate.
Every time you move your clit?
On a cone, you melting damn cock. Now backing up, fucking ass up. I'll beat the shit out of your asshole tonight.
Pick the shit out of your asshole tonight.
Right now I'm inside of that ass, getting my shitty, I go town mad. Take my seed, take my cum, take my shit on your chest.
You get the idea there. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I've been having so much fun this week with the show. Yesterday we had a great exclusive program, like 45 or 46 minutes of just insanity. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, please consider signing up. It is our premium member site. This is how I make my living. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. There's a link, of course, on distortedview.com. For only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, you can help a poor child like me live his podcasting dream for about the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. All right, listen. So it is very inexpensive, $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. We accept PayPal and all major credit cards, really. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December 2004. And every week we do bonus content for you, like the exclusive show. And, of course, on Tuesday we did an extended program. Got some videos for you as well. Maybe I'll post a nice high-quality version of that song. Carbon Chaperone. Is that a good incentive for you? Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Come on, it's Friday, it's payday. You've got a few extra bucks. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, an Ohio woman is in a lot of trouble because she's been accused of faking her young son's cancer. Oh, I see. When it happens to a normal person, it's a crime. When Jimmy Kimmel does it, it's a bit. It's a funny prank. All right, a Central Ohio woman faked a cancer diagnosis for her four-year-old son. This is the type of bit I would do if I had my own late-night talk show. What I would do, though, this would be great. I would be the father in this bit, right? And I'd have a little bald kid who's like, you know, look like he's going through chemo, right? And I would be collecting money. And, of course, people will see the kid and instantly start giving money. But then the kid is going to be a total fucking dick. He'll call out people for being fat. Call him Porky, make fun of Four Eyes, people with glasses and stuff. Oh, it would be a great bit. Why can't I have my own late-night talk show? I'd be great at it. All right, a Central Ohio woman faked a cancer diagnosis for her four-year-old son and shaved his head in a scheme that convinced him and others. She convinced the kid. I mean, all right, this kid is 4 years old, but it is funny. Like, okay, mommy's going to shave your head. You have cancer. What? Yes, you have cancer. All right. Yeah, she shaved his head and convinced him and others that he was dying and bilked people out of donations. Court records allege the boy was taken to a hospital for symptoms such as seizures. He underwent at least 20 blood tests, more than 150 hours of inpatient monitoring, and other testing that found no problems whatsoever. His mother, Emily Crino of Utica, which, by the way, is close to Newark, Ohio. And when I was living in Newark, Ohio many years, I'd have to drive through Utica to get to the fucking highway. It's like a tiny little insignificant piece of shit town. Of course something like this happened. All right, his mother, Emily Crino, is charged with one felony count of child endangerment. A prosecutor wouldn't discuss the possibility of more charges. Crino, 31, didn't comment in court on Wednesday as her bond was set at $50,000, and she was ordered to have no unsupervised contact with her son. Licking County Common Pleas court records listed no attorney for Crino, who requested an application for a court-appointed defender. Authorities say the hoax began late last year when she and others, she told about a boy's cancer diagnosis, created a website in support of him. One site provided updates on his condition, and others solicited hundreds of police and fire department patches, which the boy collected. See, so the kid got something out of it. Sure, he thought he was dying of cancer, but he got to collect his little patches. Utica police were tipped to the possible... It would be funny if, like, the police and firemen came to the house and stripped him of all his badges or patches or whatever. You didn't earn these. I thought I had cancer. My mom told me. You're a liar. All right. I hope you get cancer. Utica police were tipped to the possible fraud in May by a suburban Columbus woman who had a daughter with leukemia and thought some of the information and online updates about Crino's son didn't quite make sense. A warrant filed against Crino in May was sealed until she was arrested this week. Police investigated claims that 20 or more people said they donated money or goods to the family. Only 20 people? This must have not been a very cute kid. Crino also convinced relatives, including her estranged husband and the boy's 8-year-old sister, that the boy was in fact dying. The children are now in the custody of a different relative. So there you go. That's what's happening in the great state of Ohio. Let's take a quick trip across the pond for our second news story. Leeds-based indie band Eagles, spelled E-A-G-U-L-L-S, kind of like seagulls, but Eagles, decided to use a pig's brain in their new video, buying one from a local butcher before filming it in their flat. However, after a gas inspector came in and spotted the brain, he alerted the police, presumably believing it to be of human origins. I was working on someone's gas pipes and they're cannibals. All right, while the band was out, the local forers kicked down the door and searched the flat. Singer George Mitchell explained, some guy had come around to sort the gas out because we hadn't paid the bill. Sounds like a very successful band. He'd gone downstairs, seen there was some fucking brain rotting, and called the coppers. Luckily, the band were out and blissfully unaware of the drama until they returned to find their locks had been changed. I don't know if this is a popular band. I don't know. I've never heard of Eagles. I don't know if they're popular in Europe or whatever, but I do have a little bit of their music video. This is a song called Nerve Endings, and this is the song that actually features the brain. I'll probably post this on distortedview.com later today. Again, I feel like my song earlier today was way better than this. First of all, the actual music is too loud. I can't understand what these people are singing about. You can understand what I'm singing about. Ram and ROM and electric bombs. Alright, look, they sound fine. Final story we have for you today. You all know what today is, right? It's Friday the motherfucking 13th. It's when all sorts of spooky shit goes down. Well, how would you feel about getting on a plane numbered 666? Yes, flight number 666. And where is that flight going? It's going to hell. Helsinki, but it's H-E-L. That's the three-letter designation for the airport. So flight 666 is going to hell on Friday the 13th. I don't know if you're superstitious. I'm not really, but I would still not do that. Superstitious travelers, that might be tempting fate, but Finnair passengers on AY666 to Helsinki, which has the three-letter designation of HEL, don't seem to be too bothered. Friday's flight is almost full. I wonder what time, did they leave yet? I don't know. I don't know how the whole time zone thing works over there. It's been quite a joke among the pilots, said veteran Finnair pilot Jua Pikla Kaidasto, who will fly the Airbus A320 from Copenhagen to Helsinki. I'm not a superstitious man. It's only a coincidence for me. The daily flight 666 from Copenhagen to Helsinki falls on Friday the 13th twice in 2013. So if you missed it this time, there's a chance you can, book the next flight. All right. Some airlines, like Scandinavian Airlines, take fear seriously, and they don't have a row 13 on board. You know, like how buildings a lot of times don't have a 13th floor. The negative connotations are a relatively new phenomenon for Northern Europeans. In Finnair and other regional carriers like Norwegian and Estonian Air keep row 13. Less than 100 years ago, the number 13 did not have this sinister meaning. It's quite recent in the north, said Ulo Valk, professor of comparative folklore at the university. Did I ever tell you that I took a folklore class? I think I took two folklore classes in college because they counted towards like English shit. And I was like, well, this is bullshit. And it actually was. So the first college is so great because you can really weasel your way through most of it, right? Like, you just pick stupid classes. And my first year of school, I picked Introduction to Children's Folklore. And we spent a whole semester learning rhymes and the meaning behind them. Like, oh, what's the meaning behind, ring around the rosy, ring around the rosy, all that shit. And then for my final, I had to go sit in on an elementary school and ask children about what type of folklore and what type of rhymes they're learning now. Unless you're going to be a teacher of children's folklore, unless you're going to be a professor of children's folklore, who would ever need the information contained in that class? No one. College is a lot of filler, I fear. You strip away all the bullshit classes that don't really matter, those weird requirements that you're never going to use, you could blow through college in 2 years. Am I right? God. It's all about making money for the schools. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaks here. What's up?
Speaking of Timmy Boo, this is your face. Graphical depictions of complex concepts? What the fuck are you thinking? Such a technology will allow tards to learn Shakespeare, Levage, White Lawns, jigoo. But this newfound knowledge still turned against us. The hell with the monkey future. There will be a tarred future.
Hey, did you hear, speaking of a tarred future, we might not have a tarred future for much longer. Did you hear that scientists were able to cure Down syndrome in, like, mice or something? So they're thinking that they might be able to reverse it in humans. This is horrible news for me. It's horrible news for the show. Half the shit I play are retards. That's how I get most of my material. It's a sad, sad day when I read that. I hope we're years away. You know, it's funny because you'll read an article and everything seems promising. Like, oh, a cure for AIDS is around the corner. You know, huge breakthrough. They were able to reverse the effects of AIDS or, you know, something like that. And then you never hear about it again. It's like, if you read about it on the news, just forget it. Forget you even saw it, because it's not going to matter in your lifetime. Okay, next up.
Hey, Tim. You know Ariel Castro just committed suicide in jail?
Yes, Ariel Castro was that dude in Cleveland who had those broads, those young girls as prisoners, yeah.
Well, on Fox News Channel The Five, reporter, he was talking about it, and he was mentioning, like, he did some calculations on how much money we saved by not having him in jail for, like, another 20 or 30 years.
Right. It's expensive, obviously, to keep prisoners in jail and alive.
And, of course, I don't actually watch Fox News. This is on the Colbert Report, and Stephen Colbert was kind of, you know, faking, going along with it. He's like, yeah, just think of how much money we would save. Just how about, you know what? Who else is a freeloader off the government? Elderly people.
That's true.
And so he goes into all the stuff about Social Security. So I'm pretty sure Stephen Colbert supports mandatory euthanasia for the elderly.
Finally.
You got another support on your side, Tim. Keep it going.
All right. We should submit a bill to Congress, me and Stephen Colbert. The Colbert-Henson Mandatory Euthanasia Act of 2016. What year is this?
Amy Boo, it's Greg from Austin calling. I'm actually calling with a little bit of advice. You said you're back in the gym,
trying to
lose weight.
Yes, doing very well. But I think the hydroxy cut is causing me to have kidney failure, but I haven't stopped using it. Like, I've got this pain, and I was looking up. I was like, well, first I thought it was liver, and then I was like, well, I had to look up a picture of where the liver's at in the human body, and I was like, well, this is not liver, and then, well, maybe it's kidneys, but it still seems like it's too low to be where kidneys are at. I don't know what's wrong with me, and I don't know if it's the hydroxy cut, or maybe I'm just dehydrated, or it could be at any number, or it could be because I'm starving myself. Who knows why I'm feeling this pain? All it's going to do is just force me to work harder.
One thing you can do, I watched this British TV show where they actually got people to save their feces over several weeks, and they found out that if you eat more calcium, you actually pass more fat through your body.
Oh.
So that's one thing.
Calcium now, too, I gotta take?
Milk and cheeses, anything that's really high in calcium. Another thing, and you're gonna hate me for saying this, stop drinking soda.
I have, actually. I haven't, since I started this like a couple weeks ago when I really started working out hard, I haven't had a Red Bull. I haven't had a soda. The most sugary drink I've drank or drunken is a smoothie. Sometimes I'll have smoothies in the morning.
Seriously, I quit drinking soda. Didn't change anything else about my diet.
Yeah. All right. I haven't been drinking soda. Jesus Christ. Leave me alone.
Hey, Timmy B, it is your former...
I insist on talking about it on the show, but then I don't want to hear from you.
Neckbeard-turned-bodybuilder VSP, actually not really kidding that much.
Well, wait a second. So VSP, yes, I remember VSP. He did kind of look like a hippy-dippy type of dude. So now you're a bodybuilder. How's that going? Send me pics and vid, please.
But I've used Thermogenics before, and I want to tell you, I had great success. I lost about 35 pounds once, and all it took was ephedra, caffeine, aspirin, rhodiola, ginseng, green tea, 6 months of one extra hour, 5 days a week of exercise on top of my current regimen, and cutting my diet down by about a third. Tim, there are no shortcuts. It took me 5 years.
Oh, my God. I didn't say there was a shortcut. I said I've been working out, and now I'm taking this stuff in addition to it. Leave me the fuck alone. First of all, this stuff gives you energy, all right? It gives you energy to work out, so it helps you. It's an enhancer. It's a supplement. I hate you. I hate all my listeners.
Hate.
I just got through telling you that this stuff is killing me, and now I'm defending it.
Kimmy Boo, it's your girl Cheryl here.
Oh, by the way, Cheryl Murkowski has been emailing me, and I forgot to message her back, but apparently Jan Terry's in trouble, and now I have to bail her out. This is ridiculous, all right? First of all, Jan Terry talked, you know, she was a bitch in the interview. She didn't want to talk about anything good. I had to, like, pull it out of her. So now she's trying to raise money on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something for her new album because, of course, she can't afford to produce it herself. So she's trying to raise money, and the campaign was a total failure. I think she raised maybe $100 or something. So now Cheryl was like, "Well, maybe I can have Tim Henson talk about it on the program." Look, I love listening to Jan Terry's shitty, horrible music. But if you want me to promote this, and keep in mind, I am willing to help out friends of the show. Remember Bill's campaign for his comic book? Because of Distorted View, in part, there was, you know, not just Distorted View people were donating, but I know a lot of you freaks donated to his Kickstarter campaign, and it was a huge success. But I'm gonna need Jan Terry to do something for me if I'm gonna help her out. Maybe she can record a Distorted View song for us, right? A new theme song that I'll only use once because it'll be horrible or something. I don't know. But I'm not going to promote Jan Terry's shit. She hasn't done anything for me. I mean, she did that interview, but that was, you know, that helped her out too. All right. Enough. And by the way, people are on YouTube. I posted a video version of the interview. Not so much video, but there are pictures to it. And people said that I was mean to her. And then someone else said, "Oh, look, two retards interviewing a retard," which was pretty accurate. So I don't know. All right, finally today.
Hey, Boo, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to read some personal shit here.
What the hell is going on in the background? Where are you at?
I was married. I was just grounded.
You're at a bar? I can't. No. We're not doing this. It's too distracting today, of all days. My kidneys are failing. I can't focus. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it all good?
Her juices.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Bits and bytes, electric lights, RAM and ROM, a digital bomb.
It's a computer revolution in the palm of your hands. A digital solution for the modern demand.
Better JVLs, a micro USB to see my GUI, flashing LEDs in the neon trees, zip and zap, a new world trap, pew pew pew, phasers pointed at you,
a metal humanoid, now you're unemployed, what could be worse than men, than the android clan? Space AJs, dial those mobile phones, ignore those scrotal moans, we're all just worker drones, carbon chaperones.
Sask Energy is announcing a proposal to jack up the cost of heating your home by 27 to 30%.